Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Americans now have a third vaccine against COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration has cleared Johnson & Johnson's single-dose shot, giving it emergency use authorization for adults aged 18 and older. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
In testimony this week before Congress, Johnson & Johnson officials said that they had 4 million doses ready to roll out the door, 20 million by the end of March, and 100 million by the end of June. So that's a good thing, and there's every chance that, as I say, this is a one-and-done. So those numbers are how many people get vaccinated, not how many doses there are.
The J&J vaccine is expected to begin shipping as early as tomorrow. Meanwhile, the country's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is encouraging Americans to accept whichever vaccine is available to them. He's making the rounds of the Sunday morning television news programs. The Justice Department appealing a judge's ruling that declared halting evictions in the pandemic was illegal. NPR's Amy Held reports the DOJ says renters need protection to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Federal prosecutors have filed a notice of appeal in the Eastern District Court of Texas. That's where a judge ruled last week that the CDC had overstepped its authority by issuing an eviction moratorium. Last year, the CDC ordered landlords to temporarily stop kicking out certain tenants behind on their rent, saying it was a public health measure to slow the spread of COVID-19. A group of Texas property owners sued, and the federal judge sided with them, saying the moratorium was unconstitutional. Justice Department lawyers argue pausing evictions keeps people off the streets and out of crowded shelters in the pandemic, and that the judge's decision does not apply beyond the plaintiffs in the Texas case. Amy Held, NPR News.
Police in Myanmar carrying out a violent crackdown against protesters opposed to military rule. Here's the BBC's Nick Marsh with more on what's happening in Myanmar.
Thousands of demonstrators in several cities were met with tear gas, stun grenades, and in some cases, live ammunition. Local reports suggest many have already been killed by the security forces in the main city Yangon and in the southern town of Dawei. The crackdown comes after state television announced that Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations had been fired. On Friday, he urged the UN to use any means necessary to reverse the coup that ousted the elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi earlier this month. She, along with several key allies, remains in detention after the army claimed her party fraudulently won elections in November, but they provided no credible evidence to back up this claim.
The UN Human Rights Office says it's received what it calls credible information that the crackdown today has left at least 18 people dead, more than 30 wounded. This is NPR News. In Hong Kong, police have detained 47 pro-democracy activists, using the city's national security law imposed by China to charge them with conspiracy to commit subversion. Police allege they violated the law by participating in unofficial election primaries for Hong Kong's legislature last year. They had previously been arrested in January, but were released. Police say the activists will appear in court tomorrow morning. The ancient city of Pompeii, buried by a volcanic eruption in 79 AD, continues to provide archaeologists with important discoveries. NPR's Sylvia Pacioli reports the latest is an intact ceremonial chariot.
The culture ministry calls it a unique find without any precedent in Italy. It's Pompeii's first ceremonial chariot unearthed in its entirety, a four-wheel carriage made of iron, bronze, and tin. The chariot was spared destruction in the eruption when the walls and roofs of the stable it was in collapsed. Archaeologists believe it was used for festivities and parades. It was found on the grounds of a large villa on the outskirts of Pompeii with a panoramic view of the Mediterranean. The villa was discovered in 2017 when police came across tunnels that had been illegally dug by treasure hunters. Culture Minister Dario Franceschini said Pompeii continues to amaze us with its discoveries. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Two NASA astronauts are out on a spacewalk this morning. They're installing hardware in preparation for new solar panels that will allow the station to generate more power. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.